I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon, 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Mostly cloudy. We're at 30 in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story. There were thousands of kids on Capitol Hill today to support the school choice bill. They were just one group demonstrating at the Capitol today. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz begins our team coverage.
An estimated 2,000 private school, homeschooled, and micro-schooled kids were bussed up to the Capitol.
Today, they are up here supporting House Bill 215. And it is National School Choice Week, so they came up here with their I Love My Fit t-shirts.
Representative Candace Barucci is the sponsor. It's slated to be heard in the Senate tomorrow. She says many people, though, have been alarmist, arguing her bill is going to break public education.
It physically cannot. We fund the public education budget in Utah is $7 billion, with a B. This program will cost $42 million. It's less than 0.5%.
But others argue state money should not fund private schools. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
So school kids were at the Capitol at a different rally, same time. Hundreds gathered to oppose bills related to transgender youth. Our team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's Amy Kobe.
The steps of the Capitol are full of bright colors, rainbow flags, and the transgender flag. Parents, teens, and transgender advocates are all here to oppose three bills targeting transgender kids. One of the most contentious of these bills would ban anyone under the age of 18 from transgender-related surgery. One parent says her daughter has received great care, and she wants others to be able to do the same.
Two of the three transgender-related bills moving through the legislature are up for debate right now in a House committee. We're following the discussions. Ogden school officials are recommending the closure of another elementary school. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
This will be the third school closed in the district in the span of four consecutive years. James Madison Elementary will teach its last class this year, closing once it lets out for summer. The previous school closures followed adjustments to school boundaries, which once again are being proposed. The declining birth rates in the area are just one of the reasons for the new boundaries. Davis Demographics projects that by 2031, enrollment in Ogden elementary schools will drop 16%.
The Utah Board of Education shows that statewide, enrollment rates have dropped 11% since 2019. Salt Lake County home prices saw their first year-over-year drop since 2011. The Salt Lake Board of Realtors says home prices were 6% lower than they were a year ago. That's as mortgage interest rates are continuing to fall. Dave Anderton with the board says it's happening in reaction to what the Federal Reserve has done with interest rates.
So the Fed, as we know, has aggressively raised its rate, which had an impact on the 30-year mortgage last year. I think the Fed raised it about seven times, and we saw interest rates hit as high as 7% in October, November last year. We're down to about 6.1%. And we expect it to go down to about 5.5% in the coming month or two.
Well, there are always optimists at realty companies. Anderton says the price drop will open up the market for buyers. The Justice Department is accusing Google of stifling competition. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the DOJ and eight states have filed a lawsuit against Google. They claim the company is engaged in unfair business practices that give it a monopoly on digital advertising technologies. Attorney General Merrick Garland calls Google's strategies unlawful and just plain unfair.
Monopolies threaten the free and fair markets upon which our economy is based. They stifle innovation. They hurt producers and workers, and they increase costs for consumers.
Google is not the only tech company being accused of anti-competitive practices today. The Senate Judiciary Committee is hearing from Ticketmaster about what went wrong during the presale for Taylor Swift's upcoming tour. Millions of fans were left in virtual queues or denied tickets altogether. The CEO of SeatGeek, Jack Grotzinger, says the Ticketmaster issues began when it merged with Live Nation.
Live Nation controls the most popular entertainers in the world, routes most of the large tours, operates the ticketing systems, and even owns many of the venues.
Live Nation's representatives told the panel more needs to be done to control online bots that cripple the purchasing experience. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are also discussing the growing concern about who's keeping track of top secret files in Washington. That after sensitive material was found at the home of former Vice President Mike Pence. ABC News spoke to Representative Morgan Luttrell, a Texas Republican and former Navy SEAL.
There are rules in place that will hold people accountable. I don't care who it is. And that's what we should watch unfold.
Pence's attorney says the documents were inadvertently boxed and transported to Pence's home at the end of the last administration. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Attention all brash women with no shame whatsoever. Bravo has reportedly put out a casting call for Real Housewives of Salt Lake. They're looking for three new cast members for season four. Of course, Jen Shaw will be off in prison. But who else could get the boot? Well, inside sources say Meredith Marks, Heather Gay, Lisa Barlow, and Whitney Rose are all considered safe. Everybody, let's heave a sigh of relief and move along to first look traffic. Len Thomas is here. What's going on?
Jeff, we're looking at a police incident in Utah County, northbound I-15 at American Fork Main Street. That's gone now, but you have a little bit of slowing in the residual from Pleasant Grove up to American Fork. And in the Salt Lake Valley, a little bit southbound 15 slowing. An HOV sign being worked on the left side at 86 South. Still got things slow there with one sign blinking against the shoulder. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.